Selena Gomez calls for an end to Hailey Bieber bullying. Beyonce and Adidas end the Ivy Park partnership, according to a report. And Canadian dancer left paralyzed by falling screen is making progress. It's Friday, March 24th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Selena Gomez said Friday that she wants the harassment of Hailey Bieber to stop. Hailey Bieber reached out to me and let me know that she's receiving death threats and such hateful negativity, Gomez said in an Instagram story. This is not what I stand for. No one should have to experience hate or bullying. I've always advocated for kindness and really want this to stop. Hailey, who is married to Gomez's ex Justin Bieber, has been relentlessly taunted online and in real life by diehard fans of Gomez who dissect their social media posts to fuel speculation that there is a feud. Gomez previously spoke up on a TikTok livestream about the lengths some of her loyal fans will go on her behalf. Some of the things that I don't even need to be aware of are just vile and disgusting, she said, and it's not fair. No one ever should be spoken about in the manner that I've seen. In an interview from last September, Hailey denied that there was any drama between her and Gomez. It's all respect, it's all love. The two were photographed together last October at a party in Los Angeles. Hailey said, it's been hard to deal with the hate from all the Jelena fans, but they've never ruined anything for me. They're not ruining my life, they're not ruining my happiness, and I think that's the real win of the whole thing. You're actually not taking anything away from me. In 2019, Hailey denied that she posted the song I'll Kill You by Summer Walker and Jenny Aiko in response to Gomez's single Lose You to Love Me. On Instagram, she wrote, please stop with all this nonsense. There's no response. This is complete BS. In Instagram Live at the time, Gomez asked fans to please be kind to everyone. I don't like seeing people being disrespectful or rude to other people, so please don't do that. Adidas and Beyonce have ended their partnership, according to a report on Thursday. The Hollywood Reporter cited a source close to the situation as saying the decision was mutual. Beyonce launched Ivy Park as a collaboration with British retailer Topshop in 2016, but took full control of the brand in 2018 and then teamed up with Adidas. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that Ivy Park sales last year totaled $40 million, down $93 million in 2021, and that Adidas was losing money on the deal. Last October, Adidas ended its partnership with Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, after he made a series of anti-Semitic statements. Earlier this month, the company said it was struggling with what to do with $1.3 billion in unsold Yeezy sneakers. In February 2021, Rihanna's fashion brand Fenty was put on hold by parent company LVMH amid sluggish sales. Fenty was never resurrected. It is not affiliated with Rihanna's Savage X Fenty lingerie. The father of Moses Kayin, the Canadian dancer, left paralyzed after he was crushed by a video screen that fell on the stage during a concert last July, said this week that his son suffers unbearable pain but is making small improvements. Reverend Derek Lee, a former senior pastor at Toronto's Scarborough Chinese Baptist Church, has said Kayin has been working on taking steps with the help of an exoskeleton device and is undergoing treatment to train the nerves of his limbs to receive signals. But he added his son was experiencing trembling and constant sweating and suffering from inflammation of the urethra. Lee said caregivers are struggling because tasks such as grooming, brushing teeth, and dressing Kayin cause him pain. The dancer, now 28, was on stage in Hong Kong with boy band Mirror when he was struck by a 500-kilogram screen that crashed the stage. He was rushed to hospital where he underwent emergency surgeries for cerebral hemorrhage and a fractured cervical vertebrae. He was later transferred to another hospital where he remains paralyzed from the neck down. In his weekly update, Lee said Kayin's life was hanging by a thread 8 months ago, but now there's a thread of life. Last September, Lee said doctors told him there's a 95% chance that Kayin's vertebrae and sensory nerves will never fully recover. He said every time that him and his wife stand beside their son's hospital bed, the bitterness in their hearts is indescribable. Three companies are being prosecuted for the alleged breaches of the Occupational Safety Act and Health Ordinance and Employee Compensation Ordinance. A hearing is scheduled for March 27th. In an interview with Billboard to promote a new English language single, members of Mirror spoke about what happened on stage. No one wanted it to happen, no one could foresee it happening, and no one really understands why it even happened, said Eden Lui. It was a really hard time for us, our dancers, and all Hong Kong citizens. Stan Liao added, this accident taught me how to treasure everything, our jobs, friends, opportunities to perform on stage. It influenced us so much for sure. We had to deal with our emotions mentally and emotionally, so it is sad for sure. He said that the group is in contact with Kayin's parents. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.